Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I play pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys, Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, you were the best player on your team.
Yes, that the net, now we talking.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Scrape cleanup on aisle three. Come get it.
Sounds like you're just an athlete.
Yeah.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Ping pong, baseball, football, basketball.
Tennis, swimming, lacrosse, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hockey.
Whatever, on the rink, whatever you need me to do, it don't matter.
All right, welcome back in. It's the, it's the final hour for us, man. The journey is coming close to an end.
That's right.
It's been a fun little week of shows. Dirt will be back. I believe it's Tuesday. Do you have that? You were with him.
I'm thinking
week.
Tuesday as well.
Because he said he's coming back late, and so he didn't want to
chance. Well, he didn't leave until Monday morning.
Yeah, but I think the reason he's not here Monday is he comes back super late night, and he's not going to do a 3 hours
no,
of sleep.
Nor
and
should then. You.
So I think it's Tuesday we'll have Dirt back. The full show will be back together for Masters Week. Huh?
I know.
Masters Week on the Fan brought to you by Golf Erections.
Okay.
So we'll have a lot to get to next week. We'll have a national championship game set for Monday. So obviously we have a lot to talk about with that. The Blazers have a pivotal play-in battle that's going to happen. And there's actually some more football stuff. I didn't get to as much football stuff today as I wanted to, and I apologize for that. But we had the Tom Dundon press conference, some really good thoughts at the Fan Text line, 503-864-6326 is where you can also, by the way, put in your Spring Line sponsors. I got a couple of them copy-pasted. I'll open the old Fan Text line here in just a second and try to see if we got some more coming in. It's whatever you want to put, man. You want to call me out? Call me an idiot. The Charlie Brown of the radio station? You name it, I am it. I'm okay being that. We got a busy little day here at the Fan in the Odyssey Portland building. A good client party is going to be happening today. And so you got a shortened version of Isaac and Suk. And then I was told that we got Stephen Vaughn having a show as Isaac and Suk will be kissing babies and shaking hands and hanging out with all the big wigs in the building as we'll be getting together today and having a good time at the Odyssey building. So happy Friday, everybody. Happy Good Friday to those out there observing. We had Easter weekend. I did say this earlier. I'll say it again. I do think the Easter egg-shaped Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, it is goated. It is the best candy. There is not an argument for first place. I kind of think everything else is a distant second. Now, how you separate second in the Easter candy conversation, and I know not everybody celebrates Easter, but if you're partaking in some of the Easter candy, I mean, you know, I don't know what second place would be, but it is not anywhere close to a debate of what number one is, and that's the egg-shaped candy from one Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So you're welcome to give those in at the text line as well, 503-864-6326. 26. Good morning, YouTube, the Odyssey app, 1080 AM, 105.1 FM. It's good to be here on this Friday. We kick off the final hour. We talked about Tom Dundon. And by the way, we're going to humiliate, or at least play audio that has humiliated an individual out there in the world, and rightfully so, given the audio clips that we're going to bring you at 9:15. So we talked a lot about Tom Dundon, and Dundon has the press conference yesterday. I'm of the opinion, if you missed it in the 7 a.m. hour, my biggest takeaway is they're making a big trade this summer. It's abundantly clear to me. I might be getting Charlie Brown. I totally get it. Everybody's been telling you that, like, hey, you know, that's been happening. It's, oh, this deadline, and the next deadline, and this summer, and that summer. I totally get why people would be skeptical of that opinion, and I certainly have been since they refused to trade the third pick in the draft or even the 23rd pick in the Scoot draft. But I'm just of the opinion, because of Dundon's background, they are going to be doing that. So that was my takeaway, my biggest of the takeaways, because we still have to wait for leasing. We got to wait for money. And I know people are interested. You still got people scared. I know Quick wrote a good piece today. I disagree with some of it, but I understand why he's writing it and why he comes to the opinion of being weary of Dundon and the whole relocation stuff and how all the negotiating is going to go with the local government. But my biggest takeaway is going to be that the summertime is going to be super exciting for us here, as they are still in a play-in battle. That being said, one group that has not been talked about is the Portland Diamond Project. We haven't talked much about the Portland Diamond Project and where all that kind of sits right now. And I know people, you get a decent amount of people that don't buy into it. They think it's a merch-based company and they're into real estate. And that's kind of it, that they don't really buy that we're going to get baseball. What we have made abundantly clear on this show, because I've gone from going all in, this is going to happen, to, eh, I don't think it's going to happen, to going back all in. I've gone back and forth, I think, like many other people out there on this. The thing about the Major League Baseball to Portland drive is there's two options here. They need to be as West Coast as they possibly can. It makes sense for their map. And by all the intel from Rod Manfred and Major League Baseball, they want to go out West. So when you look at it, you have Salt Lake City, and you have one of the turncoats of Salt Lake City group, Dale Murphy. Should be in the Hall of Fame, two-time MVP for the Atlanta Braves. He turned his back on our group, and he went to Salt Lake. Now, look, it makes sense for Dale Murphy, his personal beliefs, where he's residing most of the time. I get it. And I read a piece a couple months back on The Athletic about Salt Lake and how their whole turn to sports, and they're going in on pro sports, and their entire area, like their city dynamic is set up entirely different than ours. It's more flat. You got more land and all that. And like Utah is going all in on pro sports. They got the Mammoth. They obviously have the Jazz. We know college football is a pretty big part of that community as well, but they want to keep building, man. They want the baseball team. So it's between us and Salt Lake. And the gist of it is that Salt Lake is like way more prepared, it feels like, than we are here in Portland with the mix of where the stadium's going to be built, what it takes to get it be built, the politics here, whereas in Utah, it feels like everybody's kind of all in on the pro sports thing. So if you want to say that you think Salt Lake is ahead of us, there's no doubt. We got a little bit of news today. I saw from Dwight James, and I heard this yesterday, but I was like, oh, okay, that there might be investors involved with the San Francisco 49ers that are jumping in with the Portland Diamond Project. So if you're looking for some money parts of this, because that's the other, I think, under the radar part of the Portland Diamond Project is, and this is why I've gone back and forth, it's felt very odd. It's felt odd in the sense of, hey, we're here. This is all private. We've got money. Oh, okay. And then quietly goes away. And then you hear the buzz kind of underground is the money's not really there anymore. And so I've never really known what to believe. I'm not going to act like I'm sourced within the Portland Diamond Project group. And so if I'm speaking out of pocket, I apologize. But that's kind of been what I've observed on the media side is like, hey, the money's here. It's all private. We have it, no doubt. And then quietly the last couple of years, well, we don't really have it. Well, this would be an indication that they've got money involved. Now, I'll say this. We talked with David Sampson, who works for the Le Batard Media Group, and he does a daily show every day by himself called Nothing Personal with David Sampson. He's the former president and front office exec for the Marlins, won the World Series in 2003. He's pretty smart, knowledgeable dude. He gives you the ownership perspective, but I still think it's pretty good intel when he provides it. We've had him on our show a few times about this topic, And he has basically said, any suggestion that you think one city's ahead of the other right now would be foolish and dumb. And we pressed him. We were like, yo, would you rather Portland, Salt Lake? He was like, if they got to pick, if all things were equal and set up for baseball, they would pick Portland. Now, again, we got our problems here. There is no doubt about that.
Right.
There's an uphill battle that group is climbing. But if you can get an investing group from the National Football League on and you're adding more money to the group, not to mention relationships that some people in the group might have with Rob Manfred, who's already been here and visited
exactly.
and talked with the group. Dude, not like me saying this is happening, guys, but me going, hell yeah. I like to hear a good update every now and then. And that's what this is. You get an NFL-based group that's now going to be involved. I think that's pretty encouraging news. So I will give proper credit here. I saw it from Dwight James, who published a piece on his Substack, and I just think it's encouraging news. Doesn't mean anything yet. But it's good. It's good that there's more money that's backing the situation to try to bring us a baseball team. And I know that seems, dude, given the Moda Center and the Dundon lease and the money, like, dude, it seems so far-fetched to even think about that right now with the way our city is.
But Manfred's,
but it's encouraging.
Manfred's going to play out his existing contract, but all indications are once his current contract is up, he's done. There is all sorts of, obviously.
Now, when is his contract up?
I want to say 29 or 30.
So he's got about 3 to 4 years
left. He's got to get a new CBA done. That's the biggest obstacle right now. He's renegotiated the TV deals, at least for the next few years. So they got to get a new CBA done. They will probably look to extend or, you know, get TV deals further into the future. Once he does those two things, then he wants credit for expansion in his legacy.
And I'm saying that's like if he was to walk out at 2030, which he's saying he will, walking out with Nashville and Portland.
Yep.
Or who is it? Montreal?
Montreal wants back in.
I'm not saying they don't deserve it, but also like that. I remember those games as a Braves fan. Those Expo
games. Well, it depends on
terrible
the new ownership group, how well healed they are, and what a new stadium in Montreal looks like.
There's no doubt about it. But whatever it is, if Portland is one of the cities, like, talk about a legacy leaving, man. You created two teams. So I'm with you there. That's the encouraging part is he has to deal with his labor fight, and is there a salary cap and not? And then he's also, I think, wanting to check out with at least walking out saying, fill in the blank two cities. Yeah. We'll have a team starting maybe the year after I'm gone, 2 years after I'm gone. Yeah, whatever that ends up being. But that's encouraging news to hear that there's money involved. That's all I care about at this point. If you want to make it happen, you need money. And we don't have a lot of those pockets around here. As you can see, we talked about Dundon and not being the richest owner and the most deep-pocketed group. But if you find people with money, man, and that's what makes the world go round. So encouraging news, I thought, something to pass along locally of making me feel a little better. No promises, but makes me feel a little better. We will give an update. There's actually, coincidentally, I just saw news about Connor Griffin. I know this came out yesterday, and I just didn't mention it, but I'm seeing it on the MLB Network, so it might have just happened. A little bit of history being made here.
Yeah.
And so I'll give you what that is, and then we need to look, we need to talk about this individual. I saw this on the internet about 4, 5, 6 days ago, something about that, and I just was like, whoa, this is a real person, and we need to play the audio cuts left over from the Magic Hat, and we'll spread the line at the bottom of the hour with the Women's Final Four and the Men's Final Four games. And so you can text in your Spring Line sponsors at 503-864-6326. Loaded final hour. We roll on 105.1 The Fan.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab 2 of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Coming up on The Firm, you got a loaded show. Kaitlyn Kyle will be on with them at 11:15. She's delightful. Did a good job covering the MLS, and she'll be talking Timbers with Pete Harris, who does Timbers Fan every Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Indeed. They got a big one on the road at BC Place this
week. The Whitecaps.
Yeah.
The Cascadia Cup.
I know.
We're second to last.
Supposedly as healthy as the Timbers have been all season.
This is it.
So,
ole ole.
We'll see.
I'm looking forward to going to my first Timbers match this summer. Not ever, but my first game. I'm probably going to wait for like a really nice weekend. That's kind of the goal, I think. Went there last year, had a delightful time. They lost in heartbreaking fashion.
That's a... an uncommon
It was freezing, and I was wearing a T-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, I know. I've been there a ton of times. I've been there in the rain and all sorts of stuff. It's part of the experience.
We are going to spread the line because we got Final Four games. What do you guys want me to do? I got to give you picks. We got hot picks. We got to get to them. That's coming up at 9:30. Spreading the line sponsors are always welcome at 503-864-6326. By the way, the pitcher I was thinking about was Garrett Cole.
Okay.
Of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Really good in the moment. And
now what?
Our listener Shane said, I went to PNC Park when it first opened, and that was when I was 7.
Oh, well, look, I've lived a long time.
Well, you said it, not me.
I know.
And you know what you like. Yeah. You know what's new, or you forget what's new, what's old. You know what you like. 9 inches of dark chocolate right there, up Swigard's Alley. Best Easter candy. Peanut
Quit
butter
messing
cupcake.
With peanut butter.
So a little bit of news. I don't know if I just missed this in general. By the
no,
way,
I
says,
think this is
breaking,
I mean,
right?
There was chatter that they wanted to get something done, but I
breaking.
Think it's actually there's something on the table, and it looks like it's going to happen soon.
Somebody says PNC Park is older than Jordan Hudson. Belichick winning his first Super Bowl. His future wife isn't even born yet. Connor Griffin has signed a 9-year, $140 million deal.
Yep.
All right. Pittsburgh trying to strike while the iron is hot. Next thing up, get Skeens.
Yep. What is it? What is
now,
it going to take?
Is there a limitation on what they can offer him? Like, if they came out and said, will you sign a 10-year, $380 million deal? Just as an example. Can he say
so.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. So yesterday, Magic Hat, there was one story we didn't get to. And look, this individual needs to be played, I think, throughout America because he went a little viral.
How long does this person keep its job?
I think he just got elected. So there's a Harris County judge in Texas named Nathan Milliron. Okay? And he went viral because there was an IT problem in his courtroom. Okay, just a little county judge.
Yeah.
And Nathan Milliron thinks highly of himself. He's a judge. Okay?
He wields the gavel.
He wields... You... Damn it, you better listen to me. I got gavel in my hand.
Order in my court.
It's absolutely a guy that is the prototypical awful version of a judge, but like if he lost his gavel and he was in a bar fight, he'd cower over in the street and be like, please don't. And Nathan Milliron had an IT problem. A standard IT guy comes to the court, helps him out, tries to make a joke, and suddenly realizes this judge does not joke around.
False alarm.
No, it wasn't a false alarm.
False negative.
Or, yes. Don't joke around. I'm serious about this. It was happening.
I understand. I'm just saying I can't see it, sir.
We're good. Thank you. Get out of my courtroom. Find his supervisor. Jesus.
Sick and tired of this today.
Little IT issues. We deal with IT issues all the time. You don't see me going off on people like that. So people looked into Nathan Milliron, and they found, oh, that wasn't a one-off bad day. Maybe the IT outage really bothered him for the case that he's working on or what have you. No, this is kind of who he is. Mm-hmm. Listen to him talk to the defense of a case he was listening to.
I mean, Judge, we're the defendants in the case. We're there are plaintiffs. We haven't filed either one of these cases. They filed this case.
Clean abatement is denied.
Thank you, Judge.
We filed a proposed order, but I have one here at the end.
I'll take it.
Jeff, you want to briefly respond about
this? You may not. Well, this hearing is done.
She's asking for a sanction.
Deputy, remove her from my bench now. No, you may not. This hearing is over. Jesus, these people today. Step away. You're about to be cuffed.
Good Lord. God, the voice. It's the voice, man.
Yeah, I know.
Step away. You're about to be cuffed.
That's somebody you just want to throw a bar chair at.
Pretty much.
You nerd. I don't know if I'd be a good judge. I don't think I would be, because there's probably way more into that job that we know. But
yeah.
Dear God, would I not treat people
you
like
You have
this?
To have... a tremendous amount of patience.
I totally get it. And especially a county judge, you probably deal with so many dumb cases. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you treating people like this? An IT guy joking around trying
usually
to help
you
out?
Usually you have to step in and have, okay, every, you know, let's settle down. And you have to, you know, you set some boundaries.
Sure.
And you know, I'm not going to remind you again after the third or fourth time. You need to do this or you will be held in contempt of court. So yeah, but no, I mean, my stepdad did that for, I don't know, 15 years.
There's a bunch of attorneys in Houston have now called him out because
pretty much
he has since gone viral.
This is going to go to the bar ethics committee and there's going to be issues.
By the way, people have looked
probably a ton of filing change of venues and all that sort
of stuff. Dude, he filed bankruptcy last year. And he's listed with $70,000 in debt outside of what he owes on his house and stuff. So people are starting to dig into this guy. The New York Post ran a story on him and found out, like, this isn't just a couple one-off videos. This is this dude is how he acts every day. Yeah. He just berates people. He treats them like they're less than, that they're irrelevant. He's the judge. You better not dare cross him. He'll put you in handcuffs.
Yeah.
You better be careful making that threat, dude. Some people want to be put in handcuffs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Better watch out, Milliron.
This is not going to go well.
It hasn't gone well.
Texas.
When you get people digging into your history and writing about you filing bankruptcy, not going well.
No.
Obnoxious as hell. The sound of the voice is what gets me the most, I think. He, prototypical looking white guy, right? Combed hair, gelled out, wearing glasses, and then just people not giving him any kind of attitude. And he just steps in. Get away. It's my courtroom. Oh, I can't stand it. Drives me nuts. I'm glad the internet's dragging it. The internet doesn't always do a lot of good. But in these instances...
Yeah. Does he not realize there's public live cameras in the courtroom? He obviously doesn't care.
I think he tends to not care. I think the fact that he thinks, oh, I'm the 215th district court judge.
Yeah.
I have power. When you're talking about wielding your gavel around and threatening to handcuff people, you've lost the plot.
Pretty much.
I'm not saying people don't deserve that once in a while.
No, I mean, sometimes people are in the court and unruly and aren't following directions, and yes, you have no option at that point left but to put them in contempt and suspend whatever's going on. And
they say that
let everybody go cool off.
He's bad in person, but the worst is when he's actually being in email responding.
Oh man.
So I guess attorneys had filed something or emailed him and said, we're gonna file something against you, you're not behaving properly. And he basically was like, piss off. I'm a judge. I do whatever I want. So one of those individuals where the power has clearly corrupted his mind and his ego. And I wanted to highlight it because he went pretty viral.
Yeah.
And it's the last thing we need is more douchebags.
This is
out
one we'll have
power.
To follow up on. Like, this is one in a, it, you know, obviously you can't just go willy-nilly firing judges anywhere. There's a process.
I do feel like it should be easier to fire judges. When you get to positions of power, it should be way easier to strip them of power if they're acting like this. Do you not agree?
But the flip side is you don't want judges to be influenced by outside people who say, I'm going to fire you unless you give a ruling on something. Like if you have people up further up above.
Then you note that. Also, you don't think judges are corrupt?
Well, I'm saying.
In this country?
But if there is, if that concentration of the ability to for a person or a body to simply remove judges they don't like, it's why Supreme Court justices have lifetime appointments.
Yeah, we need to change that. But, yeah, we'll see what happens here, man. I don't know if much is going to come out of this, but...
There's a process. There's
being dragged a little bit publicly,
you still
which is
have
good.
To, there's probably an ethics committee or something that you can raise formal complaints to, and it goes through, and there's due process, and this, that, and the other thing. He'll have a chance to go try to defend himself if there's actually allegations levied.
Bring back, like, slightly expired vegetable throwing. You know what I mean? Get him up there.
And you want us to all show up in togas, and it's the Roman Forum?
No,
and...
but like a tomato that'll break the minute it contacts a shoulder or something, like, is splattering a little bit.
Yeah.
Got to have some, like, maybe the internet is basically
because assaulting
this
a judge is going to go over well.
Is it now he's got a tomato.
Now he's got a reason to
yellow pasta sauce on your shoulder. Calm down. He's already been dragged to the mud, though.
You get thrown in the gulag for that.
Well, he deserved to go viral with that kind of behavior. I'll tell you that much. We'll Sprague the Line coming up next. You could send your Sprague the Line sponsors in at 503-864-6326. Are Swag and I going to be in lockstep agreement of every single Final Four game we have between the men and the women? Do you think we will?
I don't know.
I think we will be. And we'll give you some of those picks. Sprague the Line sponsors are welcome at the Fan Text Line. We're back with more...
Sprague in the Line. Sprague in the...
You're supposed to be here with... Are you not here with me? What is happening?
Sorry.
You eating again?
No, Boss Man is talking shop.
Yeah, well, I talk shop. Not good.
Well, you want to do Sprague in the Line, but you don't want to do Sprague in the Line, and it's not really Sprague in the Line. I never know what you do in the off season. I know in football season...
You know I'm a degenerate.
It's Sprague in the Line.
Yeah, I know. Well, I didn't want to do it, but like we got Final Four games.
We do. We have Final Four. We have lines for both the men and women from our friends at A&A.
Super excited, by the way. Expansion draft. We're going to have Fire players today.
12:30 today.
I saw Arike Ogunbowale.
Yes.
Is maybe the number one player in the expansion draft. We're picking before Toronto, right?
Yes. So there was a coin flip last week sometime.
We won a coin flip in the draft?
No, we lost the coin flip.
Damn it.
And Toronto got to decide, do they want the higher? So there was two things. You could either pick first in the expansion draft, or you can take the better draft pick in the college draft coming up on Monday the 13th. Mm. Toronto wanted the number 6 pick in the college draft.
Okay.
So Portland got the 7th pick. Now, I believe there's also a deal in play with the Sky that Portland's agreed not to take one of their players in the expansion draft in exchange for which they move up to the 5th pick.
Hey, you've lost
Don't
me.
Quote me on that, but I think that deal is in play.
I'll be honest
I've seen
you.
It reported.
Yeah, I lost you. You lost
There's
me.
A whole lot of horse trading going on today starting at 12:30.
You lost me. You got past the third sentence of that, and I was like hearing
Pay
a different
attention,
thing.
Sprague. Talking about me paying attention.
I'm not shoving a granola bar in my mouth in the mid-segment.
You were playing clips. I'm hungry.
You saw how long the clip was. You started eating when there was 3 seconds left.
Hey, 3 seconds, plenty of time to win a Final Four game.
9 inches of dark chocolate, 3 seconds. Go, Swag, eat it. By the way, somebody says they're a state employee who works with judges on a daily basis, dealt with similar attitudes. Get over yourselves, judges. Congratulations, you're a judge. Good job. Can we treat people with respect?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? And somebody says, if that's Jeffrey, is that Joffrey Lannister from Game of Thrones? He's the dude I'd want to slap the most in public. To which I would say, it's actually a sad story about that. So that kid was so good at that role. Joffrey. You didn't watch Game of Thrones, right?
No.
Okay, so Joffrey is the love child of a brother and sister relationship, but they're royal. And so he becomes the new king. And he's the definition of a spoiled brat.
Okay.
And he's just awful. He's a king and he's like 15 years old or whatever he is.
Gotcha.
And he's like, oh, I'm the king. You know, just the worst pot. That kid played it so well that people legitimately in his real life.
Oh, they think he's like that.
They hated him.
Yeah.
And they treated him like crap and they berated him in
he's
person.
Like, I'm an actor.
He's
that
a
was
theater
a role.
Kid. Yes. And it's ruined other roles for him.
Oh.
So it's actually kind of a sad story.
It's tough. It's very tough if an actor does something so well, but they get typecast. And it's hard to break out of that sometimes, especially if it's something at a early in their careers.
Yeah, well, I mean, but to treat somebody that's playing in a role, I think you can appreciate an actor or actress who play a role of a character you hate and say, dude, you did a great job. I really hated that guy.
But, yeah.
I don't remember the woman's name, but my wife turned me on to the Harry Potter movies years ago and we started dating. And I've seen him now a million times. There is a, God, there's a professor that's from like the government of the witches that comes and she is the worst. That old bag is the worst. Okay. And she's so good at it. I have wished harm on that person too many times to count. But also if I met her in person, I'd say, you were good. I hated you.
Yeah.
Good job. Spray and Line, let's read a couple sponsors here.
Okay.
Okay. Spray and Line. Brought to you by the old route. Oh, jeez.
You all right there?
No, I think a week of talking by myself.
I know.
Rearing its ugly head there.
The froggy's showing up.
I had to swallow. Sprague and Line, brought to you by Old Reliable. Sprague ordering two medium pizzas. Okay. You know what? You say something one time.
You're never shaking that one.
And you never
talk
shake
talk about
it
getting typecast.
I mean, they tend to have really good deals for two medium pizzas. If it's you and your wife, I mean, do you need more than two medium pizzas?
No.
No. No, you don't. Now, family of four, two medium pizzas, I probably deserve that. Spring Line brought to you by the people who greenlit the name North Carolina Courage. Probably the same group that okayed other bad names.
I don't know.
I can't believe that's their soccer team name.
Yeah.
Everybody else has a cool name. Ours is probably the best.
Yeah, Thorns is fantastic.
They leaned into what Portland is known for. Yeah. It's the Roses, we're Rose the Thorns. Yeah. Like, they've got one of the best players in the league on the team.
Yep.
How do you come up with the North Carolina Courage?
I don't know.
Somebody should have the courage to stop that from happening. Spring Line brought to you by Golfing with Jesus. Unlike Sprague, it's probably a lot safer safer to bet on than his picks.
True.
Shout out the homie, my golf husband, nice. Jesus.
Did you get a tee time yet?
I haven't known. I got to text him, so I have no idea. Let's start with the women's games. We'll come back to some Spring Line
sponsors.
Yeah,
I got it right up here.
I got it too. You want to give it out?
UConn, 7.5-point favorites over South Carolina. That's first up, 4 o'clock today.
Now, are you looking at, where are you looking?
A-Lin-A.
Okay.
Where so you can actually drive and go lay down your hard-earned money up there at Tom's Watch Bar.
Professor Umbridge, thank you, Tex Police. Okay. God, I hate that woman.
Okay.
Oh, I've never wanted to, like, oh, I hated that person. She was so good at that role. Who's the character you've hated the most in a show or movie?
Ooh.
Just the person that does such an exceptional job being awful.
Annoying the crap out of you?
Yeah. It's the outfit. It's her face. It's her tone. It just, it's everything. It's a perfect combination of just... Ah!
Oh, that's tough.
It's not. You should have this. This should be easy for you.
I don't think so.
Really? Okay. I thought it would be.
No.
All right, so it's 7.5 UConn and South Carolina.
And Texas is a 1.5-point favorite over UCLA.
You're going to help me with this. I know Betts is a wagon. It's the end of a run at UCLA. Corey Close is one of the best basketball coaches, not women, basketball coaches,
and if
period.
You didn't catch her...
this might be it.
Well, if you didn't catch her press conference yesterday, she basically blamed herself last time when they got there. And she said she was too worried about the transfer portal and what was coming next. And she did not give the team that was there to celebrate them enough and give them everything. So look out for UCLA to be ultra focused and maybe have a little wrinkle. I just don't know how you slow down Madison Booker.
Dude,
at this
I don't
point.
Know how you slow down Texas. Vic
yeah,
Schaefer
no.
has such a.
Yeah.
They're. I mean, they might be the pick to win the whole thing. We'll see where we are with that. But I'm taking Texas, and I don't understand this point spread. I'll give Corey Close, I guess, the benefit of prove me wrong.
Yeah.
I've seen UCLA play a little bit this year. They've been really good the last few years. Corey Close, again, one of the best coaches. I think Texas is a wagon
this
year.
Lauren Betts gets their front line into big foul trouble early on.
Yeah. I'm taking Texas,
Texas
minus the one.
Too many offensive weapons.
And 7.5. I'm seeing 6.5 on some other books. I might take South Carolina.
UConn's a wagon.
Texas beat South Carolina by like 30 in the SEC title game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might take. Yeah, I'm taking UConn.
Yeah.
I'll take UConn. Dawn Staley, another Final Four for Dawn Staley. What else can you say?
Not her most dominant team.
Not her most dominant team, and she still ends up in the Final Four.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this UConn team.
This UConn team is
pretty loaded.
Loaded.
Really experienced yeah. team. So yeah. I'm going to take UConn.
UConn, Texas will be fun.
UConn, Texas in the
Sunday
national championship.
Evening.
Yes. And I have to wait to see on that spread if I was to bet it. I lean Texas.
UConn probably 3.5, 4, somewhere in there.
I would lean Texas. By the way, as somebody says, every single character in Secession. You know what's weird about that show? I loved that show. I agree. And also, I found myself rooting for every character that I ended up hating at different points. You hate them, you like them. You hate them again, then you end up rooting for them again. And then the show ends in a way that it should have ended, but it kind of pisses you off, but also you're not surprised that it ended the way that it ended. Did you ever watch Secession?
No.
Oh, man. Boy, you're really missing out on that one. That's a great show. I miss it, actually. But yeah, that's a good one. Skyler from Breaking Bad, very unlikable. Also put in a tough position there. What do you do with Walt? He's got cancer. He's got the chemo, but now he's a drug dealer. He's not informing you of what's going on. He's leaving you out in the dark as a partner. But now you're running a car wash because you got to launder the money somehow. I don't know what you do there. I get it. I know why you don't like her, but I also kind of sympathize with her. On the men's side, where are we going?
I will take Illinois minus 1.5 against UConn.
Okay. I'm going to go, yeah, I'm going Illinois.
I will take Arizona plus 1.5 against Michigan.
I thought you were with me on Michigan.
No.
You have Arizona winning it?
I had Arizona in the national championship game.
Oh. Who do you have him playing?
Duke.
Oh, pretty close. Devastating. I'm going to go Michigan. It's a 1.5 point spread in that
one? It's only 1.5, okay. So yeah, it's not like shocking development. I think Illinois, if they can get a little bit of a lead on UConn, Illinois has a way of taking a 5-point lead and making it 15.
Yeah.
And you don't really know what happened. It's not like when Michigan does it and they come out and they press and they turn you over and they crank it up and the place is going nuts. Illinois will get to the foul line. They'll hit a couple of corner threes. They'll get an offensive rebound, stick back. They'll get a key block shot, and all of a sudden you're down 17. You're like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on Illinois, but the Michigan one, God, I cannot wait to see that game. I mean,
it's going to be wild.
Illinois, UConn.
Both teams can go on mega runs.
Yeah. Spring Line brought to you by high school kids getting the swag treatment. Still a safer bet than a Sprague pick.
Some high school kid's going to get the full swag treatment tonight.
I cannot believe that was said. And I cannot wait to play that for Dirt on Tuesday when there's a moment of silence between after. It's got to be after he gives his take.
Yeah.
He's going to give a take on whatever the hell we talk about, probably the title game. He'll give a take. He'll tell me why Tommy Lloyd going to UNC is dumb or whatever the take is. And then you cannot respond. I will not respond. It will be dead quiet. He'll look at me like I'm having a stroke and...
Some high school kid's going to get the full swag treatment tonight.
He's going to go, I came back from Hawaii to this? Really? All right. I do appreciate people texting in the characters in TV shows or movies that they hate. I mean, it's a good one.
Yeah.
How can we not relate to this? All right. I'll read a couple of those on the other side, but there's some Sprague Line for you. We don't do it every Friday. We had a Final Four, though. I just thought, you know, women's Final Four, men's Final Four. Let's dive into it a little bit.
The fact that three of the four games are one basket point spreads should get everybody excited.
Yeah, I think it does. So we'll wrap it up. Coming up next, Dirt and Sprague on 105.1, The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
All right, there you go. YouTube Jeopardy's very own Rebecca Black playing in the ones and twos, getting you ready for the weekend. We got a titan. We got a loose nut.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what to do about this nut.
Got to tighten those nuts up.
Yeah, I don't like loose nuts. You got to tighten this bad boy. My microphone is like, it feels like it's falling off. Might want to tell somebody about this. I'm sorry.
Squeeze them damn things. Make sure you got two.
There's only one nut. There's not two. I wish there were two.
That's
if there
Lance
were two.
Lance Armstrong?
Yes, there is a Lance Armstrong.
Okay.
It's legitimately might fall off during the firm. But the firm is coming up, and then we've got the Duck Insider happy hour, and then we've got a short...
No Duck Insider today.
Oh.
They have early baseball out in Michigan.
Is it snowing?
Raining and thunderstorms cool. Late in the afternoon, so they moved up. It's a...
So it's two-hour happy hour?
Two-hour happy hour today.
There you go.
Yeah, Ducks got to respond. They lost 10-0 yesterday to the Wolverines.
Luke's so nice, you get him twice.
Yes.
So we'll have a two-hour Luke Anderson happy hour and then a one-hour primetime.
I don't know how long they're going.
Right. They might not go.
I don't know what's going
on. Patrick told me they're doing best stuff, and I was like, I thought they were going an hour. So
I don't know.
Stay tuned for that. We got an Odyssey party. What do you want from us? We got a party today. I will throw one out there.
Hopefully we'll have some good stories.
One of our P1s, Aiden, is texting in some names.
Okay.
Cersei Lannister. Very good name. Another, yeah. There's no point in telling you any of these names. We don't watch TV.
No.
You don't watch movies. I don't know what you watch. Cersei Lannister's a good one, and it's very disgusting what she does in the beginning of that show.
What show is that from?
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Her and her brother get it on. They are in love. They are soulmates, and they're twins.
Okay.
It's very odd. Anyways, I would argue, though, in a weird way, she has a little bit of a comeback story when she's being tortured by one of the nuns.
Okay.
At the back end of the show, she gets kind of tortured for religious reasons, and then she eventually gets out of that and gets payback on those people. So
okay.
I hear why you, but like also I found myself kind of weirdly going, yes, get your payback.
Hmm.
It's a weird dynamic when you hate a character and you come back and root for the character and then you end up hating the character again. It's been a busy week. There's been a lot to talk about. We had the Dundonator on.
Yeah.
Yesterday, this press conference.
Blazers are done defeated.
They're done defeated under him. Young Hansen is going to be here for 10 years. He's going to get the Supermax. And team is going nowhere because Shield Tile is a part of the group, and he lives in Portland. My big takeaway from the press conference, if you missed it in the 7 a.m. hour, I think they're making a big move. And I think it's abundantly clear listening to Tom Dundon yesterday that this is not good enough. They need to be better, and they need to be better quick. So might be Charlie Browning myself with that take, but I think that ultimately the Blazers will be making a massive move this summer to upgrade the roster. Looking forward to the Final Four this weekend.
Yep.
I know a lot of people looking forward to the holiday, if you observe such holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really personally observe it. No. I did a lot growing up, but teach their own. Everybody should have the right to do what they want to do.
Exactly.
And I will be looking for a tee time on Sunday. Father, forgive me.
There you go.
But I will be golfing with the Jesus.
I got one Saturday morning.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good weekend. Good weather. Looks like
excellent,
it's good weather,
weather
today. Good weather tomorrow. Supposed to be super hot on Sunday. 76
Sunday and Monday.
Saturday. Monday's supposed to be nice too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Monday will be coming in, and we will have the reaction to the Final Four. I do believe when we come in Monday, we're going to have an Illinois-Michigan championship game to talk about.
Okay.
And you think it's going to be Illinois-Arizona.
I do.
I think we could come in Monday and find out Tommy Lloyd is the next coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Okay.
That's
well,
my
we have, well, UConn have won another women's championship.
Good question, because it's Sunday, the title game.
Yeah.
No, I think Texas is going to do it.
Oh, there
I
you go.
I think Vic Schaefer and Madison Booker are going to put an ending to a great season. And I think Texas is going to win the national championship in the women's game. Got an expansion draft later on. That's around 12:30.
12:30.
So
it will be on ESPN.
You'll have an ESPN option. You can at least see some players that'll be on the fire.
So there'll be names on a roster. They can take up to 12. So the teams put in their five. Each team got to protect five. And then everybody else, including unrestricted free agents. So the teams can claim in the expansion draft one unrestricted free agent that they'll be allowed to talk to and try to negotiate a deal with.
There you go. And I'm super excited to eat a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup egg shape, the goated Easter candy.
Yeah, now, we debate. I'm not one for peanut butter in my candy.
It's a bad take, but that's fine.
Okay. But the worst, it's not. Jelly beans are awful.
The worst?
They're the worst.
Hold on, I got to think about that. I really think the milk chocolate hollow rabbit that looks like it'd be the best as a kid.
At least you're getting some chocolate.
But
it might not be great chocolate. Depends on where you get your
bunnies
from.
You can only do so much
from.
Chocolate, though. You're not eating all 10 inches. That's just not happening. And you're going to leave it in the wrapper, and then 2 days later, it's gross. Jelly beans, I can at least find my flavors.
No.
You think every jelly bean's awful?
I think the waxy...
Oh, so you don't like Mike and Ike's?
No.
Oh, okay. Just in general, all of this.
No.
No. So I think there's good flavor of jelly beans. I don't dive in a lot, but...
See, I remember the whole Jelly Belly craze growing
you do give
up.
Me, I'll give you a little
they
bit
had
of...
those damn stores.
A Soy Boy one. Give me some Jordan almonds.
Jordan almonds are delightful.
So good.
Load those up.
And we will agree on the Whopper-shaped
eggs. Whopper-shaped eggs with the candy coating.
Those are great.
Those are great. I'll eat those all day.
Enjoy the weather, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Fridays. Thanks for hanging with us this week. Dirt will be back next week, Tuesday. See what the Final Four gives us, and we'll talk about that on Monday. You got the firm coming up next, extended happy hour, and then a version of primetime all around the corner. We'll talk to you guys bright and early Monday morning. Thanks for hanging with us. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. And we'll talk to you 6 to 10 a.m. Monday on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback. Made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.